Hello, welcome back to another night of Shreds. This is Eli Nyman. We're learning with Anishmas, Chaim Brachman Zavel, Miriam Leva Basaron, Peril Bas Pinchas, and Shomas Hamalia. May I should be refused for Shlema for all those who are sick, for Eretz Yisrael or and for Klal Yisrael. It really is a Shkacha Pratus that I was asked to give Shir because I actually really wanted to. And usually I delegate to our wonderful Maggie de Shurim as I help run Shir enjoyment. I am very happy when our Maggie de Shurim gives Shir. And it's very good. But tonight specifically I wanted to, and it was really a Shkacha Pratis that I was asked to do so. And I'll explain to you why. You'll soon see why. So this week's Parsha is Parsha's Emor. And we are going to learn a little bit about one of the mitzvahs in the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem, and we'll talk about the mitzvah of sanctifying your life for Hashem, and then you'll see why I was so anxious to give shir. Mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem, Reish Tzadik Vav in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenes Tavino L'Kadesh Es Hashem. We have a mitzvah to be M'Kadesh Em Shemayim. Shenemar M'Kadashi B'Nesuch M'Nei Yisrael. And I should sanctify you. You'll be sanctified among the Jews. Klomar. Shenem Sarah Navshin L'Amal Es HaKiyah Mitzvah Sadas. To give your life up to fulfill the religion. Kvar Baron Zuchan L'Rach M'Pia Kabbalah M'Nech Suvim. We learn from Navi and from Suvim. Be'ezah Inyan. Is a mitzvah in the stavina bazaar when you can, when you should, and when you shouldn't. Alpha pisha kosevat Torah chayim. Even though the pasuk says, and last week's parsha, I think it is, you should live in them. The mashmash lo shiyamas b'hem. That it sounds like you should live and not die in them. Kvar kibulhim. We already accepted it. Shalom nemar mikra zeh b'chol inyan b'chol avira. That's talking about for various. Various averas. So we have the tradition, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that we live in the words of the Torah. So in other words, usually we have an idea that you live in the words of the Torah. Ubeperish Amr Zichron Lebracha. Kishlosh mitzvot hein shayichayev adam shayirag lo yavar b'hem l'yolam. If there are three mitzvot, that person is better to give your life up and not be violate them. V'hein avod zara v'chol avod zara. Avod zara, not sure what avod zara is. Kolmar kol inyan shala. Aso lanu mikola chalav mikadim ba. It's forbidden for us for this specific law. As I'm going to explain to the Sefer HaChinuch. And also Gila Rayas and Shvichas Damim. I'm not sure what Aviz Raha means, but for context, I can figure out maybe related things, maybe related ideas. Shalom Yomer Lo Adam Avod Zara O Nahadecha. That person shouldn't say that if a person says do avod zara or we will kill you, yeah, reg lo yavda, you should be better to be killed than not to do it. Even though a person has real emuna, afa pikein establish it, yeah, reg lo yasem maser raha who lo yitein makom el mavir achshav shehu kafar b'shem. And even though that even still we are commanded that we give our life up and not do this horrible act of avod zara. And not to give the place not to give the impression that it looks like Chas v'Shalom, we don't believe in Hashem. I think that's what he's saying. Lashon Sifra Amnas Ken Hosei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael. The Medrash says this is on the condition. It was on the condition that we left Egypt. Shetaktishu es Shemi Barabim. My name will be sanctified in public. And similarly, that's why we say for the two that we mentioned, Yereg Lo Yavar. Shoresh Mitzvah Zu Yadua. The root of the mitzvah is known. Ki Adam Lo Nivra Rach Lo Avro Baro. That person was only created to serve Hashem. Umi Shein Amoser Gufa Avodas Adonav. And then whoever told. And somebody that doesn't give his life up for the worker's master is not a good servant. Ra're b'nei adam nimser nafshosam al adonehem. And people that give their life up for their servant. They say that people give their life up for people, all the more so a person should give their life up for Hashem. So I think I just have like a few minutes, and okay, so we'll end off. This mitzvah is in every place for men and women. Somebody that doesn't give their life up when they have to. It was all what I'm saying. Malach shavah alav, and also alav do also call Hashem chachi. As we wrote above before this. I think that's what you're saying. Yeah. The Avera of Chil Hashem gadol v'chamor ad ma'od. The Avera of Chil Hashem is very, very serious. Ashamim Zuchan Lavracha, Shein Kalach B'tshuva V'yam Kippurim V'yisurim L'chapra Ela B'nisa K'disa V'perach Achorin V'yuma. That we do not have the power of Tshuva Yom Kippur and Yisurin, only death to be mechaper. So mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is very serious. He does have in the middle, I only gave a snippet of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but he has all the halachos, chas v'shalom, should never come up. Many rabbanim have given, I've heard more than one shir on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Throughout the centuries, there were scores, maybe hundreds of Jews who gave up their lives of Kiddush Hashem, whether it was the Shoah, the Holocaust, and the Crusades. They did it very quickly. They knew the halacha, and usually it had to do with Avodah Zarah. It was usually Avodah Zarah. They were Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. They gave their lives, and this was the will of Hashem. Sometimes it may have been Shvichas Damim. As far as I know, Gila Rais didn't really come up. You do have to know the halachas. It is important to know the halachas well. We don't just give our lives up, but certainly if Chas Shalom, it should happen. Usually in the case of Avodah Zarah, I'm not going to get into it now, that a person would be chayav to give their lives up. It's obviously a very big test. It's very serious, but that's the mitzvah. It's a rare mitzvah, but that's the mitzvah. And we know it's by the big three, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and Gil Rayas, and also B'Shas Hashmad, for Chil Hashem, as the Rambam outlines. We're not going to get into it. Most of the time, you could preserve your life, but there are times, one of the big three and a couple other exceptions, that you have to give your life up. Why was I so anxious to give shir tonight? Because I think it's imprudent to say that I had heard that a rabbi named Rabbi David Lehrfeld passed away. Rabbi David Lehrfeld is my rabbi's father. Rabbi Yaakov Lehrfeld is my rabbi, and his father is Rabbi David Lehrfeld. Even as we speak, I believe there are divrei hespedim. There are words of eulogy going on, and I couldn't get in, and it was actually a good thing I couldn't get in, because it means that there were so many people that I couldn't get in. I just wanted to speak briefly about Rav David Lehrfeld. David Lehrfeld, Zatzal, was not one of those names that was extremely famous. He's not one of those Rabbanim. Wow, everybody heard about him. But he was still a first-class Talmud Chacham. He had a shul in Florida. I think they said Greater Miami. I think it was Greater Miami. And he used to come to my shul to visit, and he gave shurim. I remember him fondly, and I think if we were to connect it to the mitzvah of this week's parsha, I would say that he gave his life, not in death exactly, but his life was Kiddush Hashem. My rabbi said about his father that he was an expert in Gittin. He lived the Kiddush Hashem. I think it's fair to say it's Kiddush Hashem. He was a Talmud Chacham, and I did hear him speak, and I think always when a Talmud Chacham passes away, so it behooves us to learn about his life and his ways. And Rav David Lehrfeld, unfortunately, I don't know him that well. He does have various relatives who are Talmud Chachamim, like my rabbi, and Reb David has various other relatives in places I don't know. I don't really know them so well, but he has various relatives or Talmid Chachamim, and it behooves us to try to learn the ways of the Rabbanim and to try to really emulate them to some degree, to try to be like them. And I hope that the passing of David Lairfield is he's a Melech Yosher. And I can tell you that even though I didn't really know him so well, I only met him a couple of times, he will be very missed. He was somebody that was very pleasant and it's really upsetting. So on the eve, on the Motzai Pesach Sheni, I hope we can have good things and that we have only smachot. Live Torah, learn Torah, love Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.